Any thoughts on what the first loss might be for this team? Like, I mean, I'm not to be that kind of fan, but I look at the schedule. I thought maybe Milwaukee would give them something. Detroit gave them a little bit of a scare. That was not an easy win over a bad Detroit Pistons team. They're on a road trip starting tomorrow. Indiana, Charlotte, Atlanta.
Wait, go back. They play Charlotte twice in Charlotte?
Yes.
What the hell is that?
I don't know. It's a home and home, but they're both in
away.
They're
away
both
and away.
It's an away away.
What the? It's back. It's a Friday, Saturday. It's like a. Is that normal?
No.
I don't feel like I've ever seen that.
No, it's happened before. Last year, I think they had two games against Atlanta, I want to say, that were back-to-back, like, the day
That's
after
weird.
Each other.
It's Didn't not, they, like, lose both of them, or they lost the second one, and the first one was close?
Something
I remember
like
it was
that.
In Atlanta, right.
Either last year or the year before now, I can't remember. But it's not, it's rare, but it's not super rare. Like, I've seen it before.
I'll tell you when it isn't, especially for people like you.
Mm-hmm.
It is not Wednesday, November 6th. It's the Golden State Warriors.
Golden State Warriors.
Watch.
Or that's going to be the one game where they, you know, it's the superstars that got in their head. Now
well,
they go out there
be.
And try and do too much and they lose the game. I mean, that could happen.
It could be a game where Jason Tatum wants to prove something. Maybe he's not shooting well. He still tries to prove something and it takes the whole team kind of out of its normal
could
offensive
happen.
Flow.
Jaylen Brown may want to prove something. They both may want to prove something. Maybe they're fighting over who gets to prove what, you know, that kind of thing. But I doubt it. I think they'll probably win that game. I think they're going to beat Indiana tomorrow night. They're going to win both Charlotte games because Charlotte blows. Atlanta blows. Brooklyn blows. They got them after that. They have the Bucks again on November 10th. You know, like maybe that's one you could look at. The only game, though, that really I'm sort of looking at now with any kind of real fear in my eyes, it's coming up now. November 19th at home against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, why the Cleveland Cavaliers? Because they're undefeated, too. They're the only other undefeated team in the East. The only other undefeated team in the league, I think, is Oklahoma City. So there you go. And listen, I don't think the Cavaliers are necessarily going to be some world-beating team this year. But as good of a start as the Celtics are off to, 4-0 to start the year, Cavaliers have a better point differential than you. How about that? That's a little strange, isn't it? Wouldn't you think? Like, the Celtics are number one in everything. They're steamrolling over all these teams.
Yeah,
they're the best team in the league. Cavs have a slightly better point. They've gotten off to a better start than the Celtics.
Yeah. The Celtics are fine.
They're Celtics, definitely fine.
If they wanted to play Tatum in the fourth quarter of like the first couple games, they could have increased the differential there.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they had hit any threes when they were going for the record,
right.
They would have changed their point.
Probably, but they didn't. And listen, Cleveland has played Toronto, Detroit, Washington, and the Knicks. So they have one good team on their docket. They haven't played another one. They got the Lakers and the Magic coming up next, so that's probably going to be the end of their streak. But they are off to a good start. Just worth pointing out here, the Cleveland Cavaliers did not do a lot in the offseason to try and match the Celtics. They just didn't. They re-signed their own guys, re-signed Mitchell, re-signed Mobley, re-signed Jared Allen, and kept that group together, which is a good core, I think. Two bigs and a scoring dynamo like that in Mitchell, I think that's a good base to sort of build off of, but they didn't really build anything. They're just kind of keeping that all together. The Cavaliers, I mean, listen, that might be another team or one of the only other teams that you really look at in the Eastern Conference and say, yeah, they might give the Celtics a series. They might be a spoiler. They could be a problem for them. But other than that, I don't really see much. I don't even know when I see a loss on the schedule.
Yeah, my Pacers are not playing all that well. I think they're 1-4, 1-3, 1-4. We did have a texter that said, Indiana always plays us tough. Speaking of Indiana, real quick, since we brought it up, December 27th and 29th, Celtics-Pacers at the Garden both nights. So apparently these back-to-backs in the same city are more common than I realized.
Yeah, I suppose. It's
I don't care for them.
Whole
I don't
thing
really get
now.
It.
I don't really get it either, but yeah, there you go.
Although
anyway,
it doesn't bother me in baseball. They call it a series.
That's true. The Celtics looking unstoppable. The Bucks are good. I think they're a good team. They're not some crap roster. I don't know whatever you think about Doc Rivers. I loved watching him basically fall to his knees last night as Peyton Pritchard was bombing threes from all over the place. Are you afraid of any? Is there a team you're afraid of? Oh, am I boring you, Andy? Is there a team you're afraid of?
I was watching another horror movie that Rich Keefe left on. At some point, a rabbit, which looks stuffed, just got shot, but blood flew out of it. So I guess it wasn't really a stuffed rabbit.
I think that's the Forever Purge.
The Forever Purge?
What
the hell does that mean?
Yeah, so it's the Purge, but it's the one that's called the Forever Purge.
Like
so,
forever.
No,
bunny.
No, F-O-R.
Wait, there was a bunny in it, so I thought legit it was forever.
Oh, no? Great.
Oh, okay.
So wait, the Purge, one day a year you can go out and do whatever you want, right?
Yes.
So Forever Purge means you can do that forever?
I'm not sure the premise of the movie.
It's not really a purge anymore. Now it's just anarchy, right?
This might be like the fifth one or the sixth one. I'm not sure. But
okay. Okay. Well, anyway.
I'm watching Freddy in here.
Jesus, why are all the... Oh.
Because it's almost Halloween.
Two nights.
Yeah, we know. I wasn't really thinking. My bad.
That's okay. And it's a nightmare. I mean, really, like the Celtics are kind of the Jason or the Michael Myers of the NBA right now, I would say.
Damn right.
Like, you know,
I wouldn't.
They're killing people in their dreams and stuff, you know?
I don't, other than Cleveland, which I think you have to circle, but you also need to remember there's a long time between now and that game.
True.
Like, we may look, now, to be fair to Cleveland, as you said, they're ahead of you in the point differential. They are undefeated. Like, you got to give them their respect. They could have a 3-game losing streak somewhere in there, and we're not treating them the exact same way.
And they're more likely to have that happen than the Celtics are. I think that's 100% true.
Oh, I think that's, I think there's a legit, chance the Celtics don't have a losing streak this year. Unless injuries really barrage
that
this
could
team.
Happen. Yeah.
You know, of the things I'm projecting in my head, oh, go for 74 wins. Oh, go for undefeated at home. I find it hard to believe this team's going to lose back-to-back games. I haven't really scanned the schedule for the biggest combo, biggest challenge of back-to-back games, but I don't think there's going to be too many opportunities for this team to lose back to back.
I agree. By the way, I know it's early. I know we're 4 games into the season, but the Eastern Conference kind of sucks. The Eastern Conference right now, if you look at it, it's 4 games in. I know there's only 3 teams with a plus point differential in the whole conference: the Cavs, the Celtics, and Orlando, and that's it. Everybody else is a minus, and that's kind of remarkable. I mean, this, you know, we're not talking about an entire conference of teams that are with losing records either. This is pretty unusual. There's only like a handful of teams in the West with a losing point differential, with a negative point differential. In the East, there's only 3 with a positive. Now, that's obviously going to change as the course of the season goes on here, but Philly's off to a bad start. The Bucks are off to a bad start. The Knicks are off to a bad start. I'm not really sure that anyone's going to challenge this team this year. I'm not sure that anybody is going to strike any kind of fear in themselves.
You are overreactionary.
I don't think the Bruins will
never win again, and the Celtics will never lose again. Christian Arcand after games.
Is that a crazy take with these Celtics right now? Yes, Brian.
Well, I was going to say, I feel like at the beginning of the year, and certainly last year, we talked about Denver as a team, right? When
right.
we get to the finals or something. That team's, it's, again, early.
They're off to a crap start.
Horrible start. Their only win was last night. Jokic had to drop 40 to beat Toronto in overtime. Jokic is calling out teammates saying, we're not a good shooting team except for Mike and Jamal, talking about Michael Porter Jr. and Jamal Murray. Like, they're already taking shots at each other. The season just started. It feels like they've gotten worse since they won the championship. They've lost Bruce Brown. They've lost Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Like, it feels like there really is nobody, unless like a team like Phoenix reaches their potential. Maybe Oklahoma City if they're finally there, but they still feel too young. Like,
Phoenix, they're both off to good starts, both of those teams.
Nobody. Yeah. Who I look at and I think, like, they match up well, or defensively that they can guard Tatum and Brown without giving up. Like, there's nobody.
Yeah. You know, wow. Minnesota, we'll see what they look
cocky
like.
Cocky 4 games into the season. Cocky.
I was cocky in the offseason. I mean, like, come on.
I mean,
let's be honest here. There's no reason not to be if you're a Celtics fan.
And that does happen when you are. We talked about this. You're not only the defending champion, but you're the defending champion in your prime, kept your team together, young stars. Nobody's getting old. Like, there's just a lot of factors that go into the dynasty talk here, and they are legitimate.
Yep.
You know, I'm sure opposing fans don't want to, like, acknowledge them, but they are legitimate factors and makeup of what the Boston Celtics are right now. Also, I'm fixating way too much on this, so it's going to annoy you. But so Charlotte, to balance out the 2 games in Charlotte, they end the season with 2 games against Charlotte in Boston, April 11th and 13th.
Oh, thank God.
That's weird.
It is weird.
I don't care for it. Do they should go back to the old lady who does the schedule, not like computers. See what happens when you let computers do things.
I didn't know that the old lady used to die.
I think there used to be an old lady that used to do it. Maybe that was the NFL. She might have lived on Nantucket.
Really?
Yeah, I could be blending a few different
stories. There
once
was a lady from Nantucket.
Yes, who did the NFL schedule and said,
And I think that goes a different way, but that's okay. Anyway, yeah, your Boston Celtics, 4-0 with an easy win. I mean, I know that it was the first 3 quarters, but by the end of the third, they cruised in that 4th quarter, and it was another easy one for your Boston Celtics, knocking off the Milwaukee Bucks. We'll see them again in action. Their next game coming up here is against the Pacers in Indy tomorrow night, the first of a 4-game road trip that has the 2 games against the Hornets that Andy's obsessed with, and then the Atlanta Hawks. And then, the day after the election, we're going to have a new president. Well, we're not going to know, I don't think, on that Wednesday, just thinking ahead here. I'm not sure it's all going to be decided on Wednesday the 6th. But what will be decided is Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown going up against the Golden State Warriors and Steve Kerr.